From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
I love you guys. I really do. I love you. Thank you. Just want to let you know. Well, this is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Appreciate you all being here. Y'all. We say y'all in Texas. Y'all. Well, we're going to go to Dubai in the Middle East and talk to Malcolm Skyper. Malcolm, he's into some really cool things, detoxification. He's got a great story here with a natural approach to cystic fibrosis. We're also going to talk about, you've heard about that Amazon frog thing? Oh, Malcolm has done that. Malcolm, are you there?
Patrick, good morning to you. Hi.
Okay, we kind of lost the signal a little bit here. Just work with me here. Let's see. Can barely.
Patrick, I am here. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot better stuff earlier on here.
Okay. Let's see if we can fix that. Can you hear me, Patrick?
I can. You're kind of like in a barrel and a big echo and.
Why don't you give me 30 seconds and I'll try from my second source.
Okay. Let me just put this down a second. Malcolm is an airline pilot by trade. This is what he does for a living. He's in Dubai and he has a very great story with the natural approach to cystic fibrosis with his wife. Christine Skyper. And so we're going to have a good conversation. And let's see. Okay, let's see what he's got here. How's this?
Patrick, how's this?
That sounds better.
That's much better. Good morning.
Good morning. How hot is it there in the Middle East?
Whoa, this is warm outside. We've got 48 degrees Celsius, which I believe in American speak is 118 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, good. And wow. It's probably 8 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock?
It's going 7 in the evening here, and the humidity is setting in, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Christina, the woman behind the man. Hi there, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. How'd you meet this rascal?
I met him in a photocopying center. He chatted me up as I was printing menus for my restaurant.
Oh, he chatted you up. I like that. He chatted you up. Uh-huh. Is that how you say flirting? Flirting?
Yeah.
Shameless flirting.
Yeah, he laid it on thick.
Shameless flirting.
Shameless flirting, chatting it up. And where are you from, Christina? What part of the world?
I was born in Sweden, uh-huh. And I had my first 10 years in Sweden, and then my family relocated to London, where I spent the next 20 years of my life, and then I've lived in the Middle East for the last 15 years.
And so you met this handsome airline pilot, and he swept you off your feet.
He did, yeah, he did.
Patrick, you have such a way with words.
Well, thank you very much. I use the airline pilot thing, you know, I think.
So, don't use that as a setup line. It won't work.
Christina, so we're going to get to your story in just a second. Malcolm, so you have quite an interesting tale. So here you are an airline pilot by this, what you do for a living, but then you've been looking at the whole detox thing. Did this all happen when you start working with Christina on her CF, cystic fibrosis?
Patrick, The airline flying has allowed me to travel to many locations worldwide, and what it empowered me to do was to really take the interest that I had in natural hygiene and alternative healing and really go to different places of the world, the far corners of the world, and go and sniff out people, modalities, and mechanisms to take that interest much, much further.
Wow.
So but it started much earlier than when you met me.
Yeah, I've been at this for years and years and years. And you know, as we go, we evolve and we learn and we modify.
Yeah.
We change our belief structure, and you know, nothing's cast in stone. Something works today, but it may not work tomorrow.
Yeah. And it centers a lot on the detox protocol, and you're going to do a thing in Thailand this fall?
Yeah. Well, my interest is in natural hygiene. I think that's
natural
the
hygiene.
Core of where human health lies, and either if you're looking to maintain it or repair it. So once a year or twice a year, I take a group of people away, and our chosen place is gorgeous Thailand, and we do a 10-day fast and a detox there, and we do parasite cleanses and liver cleanses and all sorts of great things.
Wow, what fun. Do you go to that one too, Christina?
I do. I've been to a couple, yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't go on every one because work doesn't permit me to do so, but
when I can, I do.
So both of you, it must be a challenge traveling around. And is it easy to find good food to eat?
In the travels,
yeah.
That's actually a good question. Yeah, some countries it's easier to find places, and as I work my way around different parts of the world and different cities, I come to know where my go-to places are. So
yeah.
I'd go and sniff out a food restaurant in this place, or I'd go to a fruit market in another place.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, my default is to look for fresh fruit in the markets,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm lucky enough to have a good raw food restaurant in the place that I'm in, well, I'll do that.
And Christina, you have your own restaurant?
I do, yes. I run a restaurant here in Dubai, and I've done so for 14 years now. And we focus on healthy, nutrient-rich, fresh food.
Really? And people in Dubai want that?
Yes. There's a big demand for it, and it's a segment of the market that's growing, which is really nice. People are becoming much more aware of the importance of diet.
Uh-huh, yeah. Boy, how would you eat anything at 118 degrees?
You wouldn't do it outside.
You don't do it outside, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't do it outside.
We go through a lot of juice and smoothies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
with heat here, everybody runs from air-conditioned houses into air-conditioned cars into air-conditioned buildings.
Yeah. So, Christina, when did you first get diagnosed or have this thing called cystic fibrosis, which I don't really even know what it is?
So I was diagnosed really late. I was diagnosed when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all of the symptoms of cystic fibrosis throughout my childhood and also growing up, but it was never properly diagnosed because I developed and grew as a normal person, which is very normal nowadays with cystic fibrosis. But if you go back a long time, people wouldn't actually grow because their digestive system doesn't function very well, so they wouldn't get the nutrients that their body needs to grow. So I was diagnosed when I was 20, which is quite late.
Mm-hmm. So it's root cause down in the gut?
The root cause of it is actually in the cell. It's a genetic disease, and the issue lies in the cell. So within every cell in the body, you have sort of, you could say, doors that open and close with sodium chloride that go in and out of the cells. And when you have cystic fibrosis, these doors are shut. So you're not getting the movement of sodium chloride throughout your body. So you end up with very sticky mucus in your cells, in basically throughout your entire body. But where you really feel it is in your lungs and in your digestive system. That's where you have the main problems. And so you clog up. And obviously in your lungs, the this kind of terrain is perfect for bacteria because there's very little movement. The cilia hairs don't function in the lungs. They're basically flat because of all the mucus. So you end up having a lot of chest infections and chronic chest infections.
Mm-hmm. And Malcolm, where was Christina with her health challenge when you met her?
Patrick, when I met her, as I came to know her, I became aware that she'd been in and out of, she was sick on and off, whereas a normal person would have a cold or a flu and they'd be over it in 5 or 10 days. So she would go down for 2 or 3 months at a time. One thing that became apparent, we were sitting out at a barbecue one night in the desert, and I happened to be talking about a herbal bowel formula to a friend of mine, and as she listened to the story, she lit up. And it became apparent that she had had constipation issues all her life. So when she got onto the formula, which is a well-known formula, and I think you've tried it at some stage, and we've come to know it as the intestinal bulldozer, but it also goes as the lower bowel balance formula. It got her off all her medication, and within the space of a few days, and she had never been back on any form of tummy medication after that. So really, it was a total game changer.
And to give some perspective.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so to give some perspective to that story, I've had colon issues my entire life. So constipation as a child, I was admitted to hospital throughout my teens with severe constipation where, you know, you become so ill that you need to be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. And throughout my teens, my constipation got worse. And throughout my 20s, my constipation got worse. Now, with cystic fibrosis, when you have constipation issues, you usually don't die from it. So there isn't a phenomenal amount of research focused on the colon issues. It's more on the lungs, because your lung function, if that fails, then you're in trouble. But where I was at in my late 20s, my constipation issues and digestive issues were so bad that at the hospital that I was under in London, which is a cystic fibrosis center, they started a research program there for CF colon related issues. And they took the 10 people in the UK that had the worst issues with their colon, and I was the 10th person to go on to that research program. And the drug that they tested worked, but unfortunately it resulted in cardiac arrest for someone. So the research program was stopped. But the next step for me would have been to have a stoma bag. I mean, I really wasn't able to eat. I was very uncomfortable in my stomach at all times. So to be able to go from that state to really dropping all medication and purely on the basis of two things, which was looking at the diet and taking the intestinal bulldozer. It took about 3 months before I started to feel normal, but I knew straight away in the first week that it was working. Wow. And I haven't touched a Western medicine for my constipation issue since.
Do you have to continue on the lower bowel balance, or are you off of those now?
No, I continue it.
You continue. So
yes,
this is the same. Is this the same lower bowel balance thing that the barefoot herbalist talked to us years ago?
Yeah, it's the one and same. Yep.
That's crazy. I haven't even thought about that forever. Isn't that interesting?
it was a game changer for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? What is the ingredients in this thing? And is it the same as Dr. Christopher's?
It's a similar formula. It's an old Christopher formula I believe it was a fasting formula prior to that. Mm-hmm. Dr. Christopher got hold of it and he modified it slightly. The Barefoot Herbalist tweaked it a little more and it's become what it is today. And gosh, it's helped so many people.
Which one do you use, the Barefoots or the Christophers?
I use the Barefoot one, and my website stocks the Barefoot one, which we've just changed the name to something a little more touching, calling it the Intestinal Bulldozer.
So you changed the name to the Intestinal Bulldozer?
Yeah,
and what's that website?
That is artofdetox.com. So it's A-R-T of O-F.
Oh, your main website. Okay. I didn't know
that.
That's
right.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. But isn't that a good thing, though, to be able to have to be on these guys like all the time? Isn't that training our little guts not to poop by themselves?
Well, in your and Christina's case, this has been a lifesaver, a godsend. And she stops using it, then she tends to go backwards.
Yeah, because I mean, the cystic fibrosis condition is still present in me. So I still have the issues with my pancreas and my liver and my kidneys. And so at the moment, it requires daily work. But for me to be able to take herbs instead of toxic and harsh chemicals is awesome, really awesome.
So Malcolm, how about folks ongoing that don't have the challenges that Christina has? Would you want to take these guys ongoing?
Well, in my experience, Patrick, I had constipation issues of my own, which is what actually took me to the Barefoot Herbalist in the first place and to that formula.
Right.
And starting off on that formula, I was using up to 24 capsules a day.
Whoa.
And right now I'm down to perhaps twice or three times a day, which is just maintenance. And what I'm finding is if I don't use it, things still work fine. But I have so much faith in the formula that it nourishes the intestinal tract, and obviously it cleans not only the large intestine but the small intestine, which colonics and all these things that people use don't get. So this is an antidote to the damage done by the knife and fork.
Refresh our memory of what kind of herbs are in this formula.
Oh, that's a good question. That is... the primary one is Cascada Sagrada.
Right.
That's basically, I think it was Mr. Anderson, who was a well-known herbalist. He mentioned that if you drop Cascada Sagrada onto the colon of a corpse, the colon would even move. You know, it would get the colon moving there. But the other herbs in the formula are essentially... ginger, and which goes into a lot of bowel formulas, lobella, turmeric, raspberry herb, turkey rhubarb, fennel. I got golden seal, and the Barefoot Herbalist has put olive leaf into this particular one, which he feels is a general herb that does a ton of good on many realms.
Malcolm Slyper is here with his wife Christina, and Malcolm, you've written how many different books you have here? You got a bunch of them.
There's a few. There's, I think I've put together four, which are they're basically instructional guidelines to help people detox, whether it be deworming, methods of deworming, or just general detox.
Yeah, theartofdetox.com. Stay right there, you two, and then we're going to kind of go into the story of what Christina did and to get really shake up things and get her moving forward with this cystic fibrosis. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We like aloe vera is a nice thing that you can also use to keep things moving and grooving. And the aloe that we're introduced to, it's been a few months now with Michael Haley and Stockton Aloe One. It's just a wonderful product. I've just been using a whole lot of it, and just more and more and more and more. I just use it a lot. And you can see on the website on OneRadioNetwork.com. And it comes in fresh frozen, and you can just thaw some of it out, put it on the counter, pour it into a container, and then put it back in the freezer. And it's really great. Just the insides, you know, the pulp there, with none of the outside, which is a little more aggressive. But it's a nice way to keep things all smooth and slickery And if you have some constipation things, that might be a thing you could look at as well, as lower bowel balance. It's amazing. I didn't realize it was the same product that the Barefoot Herbalist, and we talked to him so many years ago. That's funny. We talked about the teeth last hour. I have to tell you that I just want to turn you on to this. This is really a fantastic, amazing, I just really think it's important to have a nice pearly smile. I've always had nice teeth, but that this Pearlseum is a powder made from real pearls, not mother of pearls, and that Dr. Xu, she figured out. She's a quantum physicist, doctor, PhD, and then she explodes these things. It keeps the cellular matrix of the pearl, and it comes in a powder, and it's not just calcium, because it's got magnesium, it's got a bunch of other minerals, so it's a full spectrum kind of thing. Not full, I don't think it doesn't have the kind of minerals you get in a Living Streams probiotics or anything like that, or Living Streams minerals, but it's got some, and also some target proteins she talked about on the show, and you might want to look back a week or a couple weeks and look at the show of Dr. Xu. I believe you spell it XXI. You'll see it there, a lady from China. And you can use a little toothpaste, whatever you like to use, and then brush your teeth with this Pearlseum. And I mean, you are just going to be blown away at the way it cleans and shines. And seems like it hardens it. I think it almost fills in some very, very slight little poruses. We're going to go back and do another show with her. But this is an amazing product, and it's been used forever in China, Japan, and other places for beauty with the skin. You can put it in with your face cream, but certainly for teeth, the pearl powder has been used for a long, long time. This is nothing new. I mean, 1,000 years ago back, the old beauty secrets. And she knew about it early on. It's really cool. Just brush your teeth with this, and just trust me on this. Just get some and brush your teeth, and then email me. Previously on Open Phone Friday.
It's great, but listen.
Yeah.
On the Carbon 60, C60, and all of that, I got three of his products, the Carbon C60 and the other one, and I've only been doing it, I don't know if I've been doing it 3 weeks yet. OMG, it's awesome, awesome. It's bringing me back. It's doing something, good stuff.
Oh, from Wayne. Oh, the Living Streams products, yeah.
Yep.
So you got the perfect molecule, right? That's what it's called? That's Wayne's special way to bring C60 into your body.
I did.
And which one?
I love it.
What else did you get?
I got the Bifida, whatever, number 2. Ordered that one, and that's the one you're supposed to be putting in your ear. So I put it in my mouth and my ear. And then I got like the overall one. He's told everybody to get that one.
Living Streams Multi-Blend?
Yeah.
That's just the broad spectrum. Good for you. So what have you felt, and how long have you been taking them?
Well, like I said, I don't think it's 3 weeks yet. And what did I feel? Well, this morning I did yoga on the beach longer than I've done in the longest time by myself, and even did back bends and headstands and shoulder stands. So I'm like, something's feeling good to help me just get my butt moving, And
I think you'll have a good experience regardless of what you start with on Living Streams. But similar to Bridget, we'd recommend the Living Streams Minerals, Wayne's probiotic version of C60 called the Perfect Molecule, and the Living Streams Multi-Blend. And that's got a great combination of paracasey and subspecies and human DNA probiotics that you just don't find anywhere else. Click on the Living Streams banner, choose what you want, or go into our store and just click on one of the products and you'll be in. Living Streams Probiotics, OneRadioNetwork.com. I don't believe I've heard such a concise, clear explanation of what EMFs could possibly do to the body than recently with Dr. Lee Cowden.
Now, electromagnetic fields are multiply problematic because the electromagnetic fields will disrupt the membrane barriers. So it disrupts the gut barrier and allows more toxins to get from the gut into the bloodstream. It disrupts the blood vessel barrier, so you get more toxins from the bloodstream out into the tissues. It disrupts the blood-brain barrier, which allows more toxins from the bloodstream to get into the brain. And the electromagnetic fields are screwing up the electrical charge across the cell membrane. The health of a cell is determined primarily by the electrical charge across the cell membrane. But when you expose a cell to electromagnetic field, that charge across the cell membrane diminishes over time. And so the cell becomes sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, in addition, research from Europe shows that whenever you expose microbes to electromagnetic fields, they grow faster and produce more biotoxins. So we know that funguses, for example, will produce as much as 600 times more biotoxin or mycotoxin if they are outside of a Faraday cage compared to being inside of a Faraday cage in the same environment.
So as you know, the only way to absolutely be protected from all EMFs is live in a Faraday cage, but that's probably not very practicable. We have the Blue Shield technology through Brandon Amalani. We think this is a very, very effective way to build your body's immunity with the cells. Look at the technology, talk to Brandon, email him, look at it closely, research it, and see what you think. Blue Shield, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. There's a lot of, I don't know about a lot, but there's quite a bit, there's evidence. There's evidence that this C60 with the structure and all that will really help to protect from electromagnetic fields as well. Now, we're not making any claims with this guy, but we're going to talk about some science with Wayne Blakely. He's got a C60 in the living streams called The Perfect Molecule. It's also a C60 that we have in our store that we've used, Doodle and I, and we like it a lot, and it works. It's good. It's called C-60.com, and Bob Greska, we had Bob on the show, and we were very impressed with his technology and the way he talked about it and all the research that he did, that we wanted to put it in our store. And you can go in our store, and you can look in, and you'll see the C60. It's done a little bit differently. Wayne's is in probiotics, and then his is in, I think it's a safflower oil or olive oil. It's in a little oil, and they've been proven that helps, that works in a kind of a different way. But this C60, there's something going on with this thing for sure. So check it out. So C-60, I want to make sure it's in the store before I... C-60.com is the website, C-60.com. And first-time buyers, you can get a little... You can get a promo code, use One Radio, and get some money off. I don't see it in the store, and must be a technical glitchy here because I don't see it. I'll get it back in there. Sorry about that. Okay, but it's C-60.com, and it'll get you there. So I think there's something going on with this as well. Okay, it is 10:32. We're with Malcolm Sleiper and his wife, Christina. So, Christina, tell us about... What you started doing with Malcolm with your cystic fibrosis, and what kind of changes happened in your body?
I think the first thing that I did was I changed my diet. So I had been a vegetarian since I was 20, pretty much. Because I found that eating a vegetarian diet agreed better with me. But when I met Malcolm, I even went across to vegan food and also raw food. So, and I found that fasting massively helped. I did quite a few orange juice fasts. And I just sort of, I guess, began to understand that when there is congestion in the body, and when there's a lot of mucus in the body, which is an effect of the cystic fibrosis, it's really important, especially important, it is for everyone, but especially for me, it was important to follow a mucus-less diet. So a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables, basically. And that brought down the infection level a little bit, so that helped massively. We also did lots of different herbs, and we did sitz baths. We did pranic healing, all sorts of different things. But I think the things that have had the most impact I mean, it's sort of, it's been a long journey and lots of steps, but just getting the colon to function, eating a mucus-less diet, and also in the last 2 years, embarking on the journey of trying this frog medicine from the Amazon.
Yeah, that we're going to talk about. That's great, frog medicine. So, what's the connection then? So, the raw vegan thing was particularly helpful, Malcolm, do you think, for Christina because of the mucus involved with cystic fibrosis?
Patrick, I think the reason it had the impact, and it is quite ironical that Christina runs basically a healthy food restaurant, and one of their produce is orange juice. And she started to drink a fair amount of orange juice for breakfast or through the course of the day, or just even do juice fasts. And the OJ, the orange juice, is an astringent fruit. So that on its own as a meal will help to bring down the mucus production within the body. And over a period of time, by embarking on changing the diet and honing it more towards a mucus-less diet, it stops the body stirring up mucus and using the herbs and the cleansers and the different things that we were doing, we were able to pull the mucus out in different ways, which ultimately led to significantly improved quality of life.
I thought orange juice was mucus forming. No, must not be.
No. I think where people make the mistake is they when they taste it, they go, it's acidic.
Oh, yeah.
But the big misnomer is that when it goes through the combustion process in the body, the alkaline ash that gets left behind is used constructively or synergistically in the body. So it's not an acid-forming food per se. It's acid to the lips.
I think the big surprise for me was that when I did the orange juice fast, I had never done any fasting prior to meeting Malcolm. And I thought, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. I thought, you have to have 3 meals a day and you can't go without food. But what I realized was I did a 10-day fast that I had so much energy and I felt so much better than when I'm eating. And that's when I started to realize that the food really, really impacts very quickly, not just physically how you feel, but also mentally how sharp you are and how aligned you feel. Hmm.
It really helped to go from vegetarian to dairy. I guess you cut out dairy to go vegan, right?
Yes, dairy and pasta and bread. And, as a vegetarian, pasta was almost a staple
for me. Of course, you got to have pasta, right? Like every night.
It fills you up. It's an easy go-to.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit of getting used to just, feeling satisfied after a meal and not having had bread and pasta and all those things. It takes a bit of time. You have to sort of work at it, but once you start to feel the clarity and the wellness, it's
Patrick, fun. I must say that when we visit Italy, the wheels come off.
So, Christina,
and of course, an evening.
What kind of so you've really seen some big changes with the symptoms of cystic fibrosis since doing all these things?
I have massively. I mean, my life.
Oh, that's
my great. Life has completely changed.
That's great.
God, I love it. Quality of life has completely changed. Yeah, and I'm well. I do sometimes end up. Previously I had to sleep for like 4 hours a day or 8 hours a day in order to just be able to do a few hours of work. And I now work very long hours. I don't need to sleep during the day. I have a lot of energy. I can still get infections, chest infections, but they are few and far between. My quality of life is complete. It's completely night and day.
Better and better each.
Yeah, and I'm getting better. And that's the other thing as well, is that I am actually physically getting better. And with the diagnosis for cystic fibrosis, that's unheard of.
Of course, they you're just going to get worse.
Right? Well. you try and hold on to the state that you're in, but you generally deteriorate. And to be well at my age with cystic fibrosis is really great.
Yeah. And how many revolutions are you now around the sun, your age?
In my head, it's 38, but in reality, it's 45.
Oh, yeah. Well, totally. I would go down to 35. I'll give you that. Probably 33. I think you're more probably a 30 girl right now, I think. We don't even need to do the telomeres, you know, just put 30 on the paper.
Yeah. You have such a way with words, Patrick.
What's that?
I say you have such a way with words.
Oh, thank Beautiful. You. Thank you very much. We're with Malcolm. Is it Sliper? Sliper?
Sliper, yeah.
Sliper. And what nationality is that?
That is Dutch originally, and the way it's spelled is S-L-Y-P-E-R. Now, in South Africa, where my family or my forefathers settled, they couldn't pronounce, in fact, the English couldn't pronounce the I-J that the Dutch originally spelled it, uh-huh. So they changed it. It's morphed over the years to Y-P.
Mm-hmm. So, Malcolm, are you a raw food vegan guy too?
I'm aligned to the diet. I'm not attached to the label of it, and yeah. It's more by virtue of traveling. My traveling is so disruptive, so I tend to make do with what I've got where I am. And my default then, if I'm in a restaurant and they can't help me with what I'm looking for, then I'll tend towards a dish of fish or something along those lines. Yeah. But I'm not really attached to the diet. I just find raw vegan and preferably fruitarian works much better for me.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
So I'll go for days. Yeah.
You know, as you know, there's a lot of folks out there that say if you just don't eat, you know, if you don't eat meat or fish, you're just going to die. Just kidding.
Yeah. That's not my experience.
No, I know.
We just got better. Yeah, we got better in that.
Doesn't sound like it. I think it's just so unique and individual, isn't it? And what works for you or me or, you know, who knows these days. What? Well,
you have to work for you. Yeah.
What's
we're always refining as well.
You have to find. I think you wholeheartedly have to find what works for you.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. So you all decided you weren't going to have little slippers.
Well, we've that's a good question. We've just been so tied up in the last couple of years. The cystic fibrosis challenge obviously bears angle on that, and for a while we looked into adoption. So at the moment the whole thing's still up in the air.
Yeah, well, you're still a young kid, so you can do whatever you want now, right? That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, that's great. So this is fun. So we've heard a bit about this Amazon frog thing. I mean, it's just pretty trippy. So did you do this, Christina? And so, Malcolm, why don't you describe how you found out? Did you just meet this frog in a bar? I went into a bar. Did you hear the story about an airline pilot that met a frog in a bar?
Yeah, that's quite a good story. A self-respecting frog would be found in a bar.
That's right.
On a Patrick, I've been traveling in Peru, in fact, and I was exploring some of the plant medicines that... that I was looking into, and one of the places that I stayed at, there was a lady there that offered a ceremony that involved a secretion from this particular frog. So I've been traveling with a friend of mine, and at that stage of my belief structure, there was no way that I was going to put any animal secretion, or more so an amphibian secretion, onto my skin. So cool, apparently poisoned myself. But my friend leapt at the idea. So I thought, all right, I'd watch him and I'd see what happens to him. And if nothing bad happened, then I could give it a try. So I sat in on the ceremony and he went through a very, very profound experience. And he came out the other side unscathed, although the experience itself wasn't a picnic. And the next night I joined the ceremony and I had this experience with the frog secretion. And it was profound. It was really revolutionary in terms of my own health challenges that I was working on. And when I got home and did the research, what we found out is that the secretion of this frog contains various bioavailable peptides. In other words, these are peptides that have a beneficial effect to the human cell. But some of these bioavailable peptides were multitudes more powerful than antibiotics in treating, for instance, bacterial infections or microbes.
Huh.
And so my mind now, I had just seen the profound effects on my own body and how well it had worked for me. So naturally, my mind thought over to Christina's condition and thought, well, what could this do for her? So we sniffed around and we had every intention of going back to Peru and getting Christina to have this experience. And it so happened that we found a woman who lived literally 10 or 15 streets down from where we are, who was a practitioner of this frog medicine. So we approached her and Christina did her first session. And it has turned out over the years that we've worked with it now to be an entire, a total game changer.
Really?
It's been absolutely profound.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you,
yeah.
Malcolm, and then Christine. Malcolm, so what, when you say you had health challenges, and what changed when you start playing around with the frog medicine?
The big one that I went to Peru with, and it was part of why I was exploring the plant medicines there, is trying to get to the heart of the constipation issues and what we're developing into apparently stomach cramps that I was experiencing. In and around a hernia. So I was looking for ways of sort of backpedaling out of that. And on the day that I went up to Machu Picchu, which is one of the well-known tourist attractions in Peru and a very spiritual place, a place of immense...
sacred.
Yeah, it's a very sacred place in the Peruvian culture. So the day that I went up there, I had to cut my stay short because of the cramps that I was developing. And we happened to get back to where we were staying, and the next day I bumped into this lady who did the frog medicine. So at the time, I was still having the cramps, and I got invited to join the ceremony. And as I said, my friend went ahead of me, and I saw nothing bad happened to him. And I tried it the next day, and the amount of gunk that came out of my digestive tract was mind-boggling.
Really?
And it was just astounding. The parasite material, I've written a book about this, which is on the website, and it goes about a topic of something called a ropeworm, which is basically a collection of biofilm that forms an intelligent colony that then lives in the body and obviously doesn't do you any good. So the amount of biofilm that came out of me was extraordinary.
So,
what I've subsequently found is that it really flushes out the lymphatic system in a massive way. And if you have any accumulations or any stagnation in the lymph system, it really, really cleans it out in a massive way. The only downside... Sorry, Patrick, go ahead.
That's right. So is this similar to like the biofilm and the ropeworms at the... What was it? Is it Klacker in Europe talks about? Do you know?
Sorry, I missed that.
Klacker, you know, is that the fellow? Oh, well, that's okay. I thought you might know of him. So yeah, there are actual parasites that came out.
It broke the parasite structures up, and I've been working with material, or I've been working with different aspects to get at this. I knew it was there, but the frog secretion did it in such an impressive way and so elegantly. I mean, we purged, because the actual process with this frog secretion, it's called Cambo. That's the name of the treatment. So the Cambo isn't a picnic when you do it. And what the practitioner does is they burn several minute holes on points on the skin. So it could be your upper arm, for instance. And then the secretion is reconstituted with water, and it looks like wasabi actually when it's reconstituted. It's then placed onto each of these open points that are on the skin, and within seconds it gets drawn in. It runs through the whole body. It's very intelligent because it knows exactly where it needs to go, and it does a diagnostic in the system. And there are a couple of physiological changes that happen within the body, and after about 10 or 15 minutes you begin quite an intense purge. So it accumulates all the poisons and toxins into the stomach, and you then vomit them out.
Oh, good.
Or they get passed out through the bowel.
Oh, good.
And obviously, if you're paying attention to what's coming out, then you get to see that something really profound is.
And this is
very graphic.
This is So this is an Amazon medicine that's been used.
Are you with me, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. You can hear me? Yeah. So I had asked you, and I can edit this, so it'll be fine. I asked you about this frog ceremony medicine thing been used for a long time in the Amazon rainforest?
All right, yeah. That's where we were. Within the realms of the Amazon rainforest, they've used various plant and natural medicines for a long, long, long time. And the legend goes that camba, which is the name that this secretion is known by, has literally been used for centuries, if not longer. Hmm. And apparently, just to be really brief with the story, there was a particular tribe where the tribe as a whole were becoming sick with a disease. And the shaman had run out of ideas. And in a vision, he had the nature spirit of the forest approach him, and in a vision showed him this particular green frog. And it instructed him how to apply frog secretion to the human body or to the human skin. So when he came out of his vision or awoke in the day, he went about and he did this with various members of his tribe, and as a result healed the tribe. So that's where the legend is. And this tradition has just continued on, and apparently today there are 13 tribes in the Amazon that have this as their practice.
So it's the idea that it moves different toxins that are storing in the body somewhere, I guess lymph colon everywhere, into the stomach, and then you gotta yuck them up.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Oh, man. Apparently, science has shown that there are 9 bioactive peptides that work synergistically with various aspects of the human system. And what we found useful is that it cleans up the lymphatic system. We found that one or two of these peptides are highly aggressive against microbes and bacteria, in particular the CF bacteria that Christina's plagued with. And as a result, the cleansing that happens from her lungs and the cleansing of the lymphatic system has resulted in a very, very profound improvement in her condition over the 2 years that we've been doing it.
How many times have you done that, Christina?
I've probably done it 20 times now.
We're doing 1 month, basically.
I'm sorry?
We've been doing about 1 a month on average.
So I've been doing about 20 Cambo sessions so far.
And why do you have to keep doing it? It just goes deeper and deeper with toxins?
It definitely goes deeper. And one of the challenges that I had with cystic fibrosis is that I've got a chronic Pseudomonas infection. And that means that I always have a Pseudomonas chest infection that I have to treat through physiotherapy. And obviously, if I get very unwell, then intravenous antibiotics. And what I've found with doing the Cambo sessions is that my chronic infection has gone down to the stage now where it's actually not even showing, which again is sort of, it's completely out of the normal range of what would happen to someone with cystic fibrosis.
Right. Wow. So you've had to take a lot of antibiotics over the years?
I have, yes. I've had intravenous antibiotics, and the clinic that I'm under right now, in terms of where the stage that my cystic fibrosis is at, they recommended 4 intravenous antibiotics a year. And at the moment, I'm taking 1, if even 1. My lung condition has massively improved.
Yeah. So do you think you've been able to repopulate the good bacteria in your gut?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
We've been working with various mechanisms that obviously foods that are high in bacterial count. And we've been working on rebuilding the microbiome and introducing flora with very high bacterial counts. One of the products that I'm using, I'm not sure if I learned about it from your show or from another, but this basically introduces a bacteria into the gut and into the liver, and this bacteria consumes heavy metals that are in the liver, and it brings the heavy metal load way down whilst obviously cleaning up the gut at the same time. Very, very interesting concept. Mm-hmm. But also the concept of rebuilding the microbiome. And I'm just thinking of the product now. It's a well-known product that, that one uses. Basically allows the terrain within the microbiome to be rebuilt in the digestive tract. So somebody who's had extensive exposure to antibiotics, such as Christina's case, there's a good possibility that a fair amount of harm is being done within the gastrointestinal tract. So using these methods and these means, we've massively been able to shift and change the microbiome and repair it.
Cool. I'm going to send you a fellow phone number, Wayne Blakely, who created these living streams, and he helped his child get rid of autistic stuff. And these are really powerful, Malcolm. They're very alive, and maybe you could talk to him about what's going on with Christina, and he'll give you some ideas too. Okay, I'll send you his number. His name is Wayne Blakely. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. Also, boy, I would really explore this C60. I don't know if you've done any research on it, but there's something really going on with these C60 products. Wayne has one, and there's another one out. There's lots of them out there.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it in the interval, and it pricked our interest, so we're certainly going to have a look at that too.
Yeah, talk to Wayne about that. His is called The Perfect Molecule. It's pretty cool. I wonder if, have you had a lot of detrimental effects, do you think, or challenges on your immune system and stuff with all the flying that you do? Don't you get a lot of radiation, theoretically, when you fly?
Patrick, the flying itself is pretty harsh on the body. The intensity that we'd been doing over the last couple of years was particularly detrimental. And as a result of the negative impact that I was seeing, I made a small change about just under a year ago, and I moved over to just the cargo aspect of our operation. And it brought the amount of flying that I was down by about 40%, and it's brought it back to within normal realms where we fly during the day, so it gives your body opportunity to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And obviously, exposure to reheated food isn't helping, lost sleep, the cosmic radiation you're exposed to, these things not helping. And one just has to find ways of working around them.
Yeah. We're seeing some research showing that these C60 can really help with the EMFs, help the cells, not get too wonky with them. And so, you know, this could be something you could use maybe when you're flying around, helping with the cosmic radiation. I don't know. Do you think that's similar to electromagnetic fields, the cosmic stuff you get when you fly?
Well, sitting in the cockpit, you're sitting in a high EMF environment to begin with.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah.
Any protection that you have against that kind of EMF would be wonderful, and I'll certainly go and explore this.
Yeah, I'll send you his name. Have you noticed any particular things with pilots, particular health problems that they get? That's kind of like, or with flight attendants, that's kind of systemic.
The common denominator that I see across the board over an extended period of time is, I'd say, you'd often talk to people and you find their short-term or their long-term memory tends to be not quite where it is. So I've often wondered where this comes from. I've seen my colleagues who are operating in a very high, this kind of environment. Doing a lot of flying, I'm seeing that they age much faster than the population around them.
Yeah.
So this has been motivation for me to get really defensive in terms of what I'm eating, getting regular sleep, using my herbs. You know, I built up a whole regime that I've used in defense to this lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, it could also be those little 1 ounce bottles of whiskey that they give you too. So you know, that could do it.
That's pesky, 1 ounce bottle. The impact on this kind of environment, I can't see room for anybody indulging in alcohol in any shape or fashion.
Can't imagine.
It just knocks.
Can't imagine, yeah. So, Christine, how do you do now when you fly? Do you do pretty well with it?
Yeah, I do really well, actually. I used to not really be able to fly before because every time I flew, I would come down with a heavy chest infection because the air obviously isn't that great. But in the last 10 years, my immune system has really become quite strong. And so, yeah, I with pleasure am able to fly now. So it's really nice.
Yeah. So the chest infections is one of the big things that goes on with the CF, cystic fibrosis stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh. And the chest infections scar the lung tissue, which then results in compromised lung function. So that's really the big threat for anyone with cystic fibrosis.
Oh, that interstellar fluid, or whatever they call it. What's the name of that?
Yeah.
I think what she's alluding to is that the actual the physical cells and the physical structure of the lung becomes scarred, and that reduces the efficiency of the lung in turn. So it almost becomes a self-perpetuating condition.
Polly's in San Francisco. She wants to know, does your guest know any people in the United States that are doing the frog thing?
Oh, great. There are practitioners all over the world, in fact. And if Holly goes to an international website, and the website is IAKP, so that's IndiaAlphaKiloPapa.org, she'll find a list of practitioners there that have been adequately and suitably trained and are able to work with this modality.
So
the good thing is it's legal in every country in the world. I think in Brazil you're not allowed to talk about it in terms of advertising the health benefits of it, and that's only to protect the as a means established to protect the people, the indigenous people in the Amazon, because they didn't want hordes and hordes of people descending upon the Amazon. So does find a market protection. But worldwide, fantastic training has been done, and people can find a practitioner.
And Darlena wants to know, is this frog secretion just a nice way of saying frog pee?
No, it's got nothing to do with pee. What happens when the frog is antagonized, it secretes the secretion on its skin. It's a bit of a milky, waxy kind of secretion. And if some unfortunate predator, such as a snake, happens to devour the frog, it would spit it out really fast. So the tribes have learned that if they catch the frog and they scrape the secretion off the skin and then let the frog go, the frog continues to lead a happy frog life after that. And then the secretion is dried onto a stick. And then the stick is what is used by the practitioner, and the practitioner reconstitutes the cambo and then applies it to the entry point on the skin.
Well, Christina, you must really feel like this thing is beneficial. I mean, you wouldn't have done 20 of them.
No, and it's as Malcolm was saying before, it's really not a pleasant treatment to do. So under no circumstances does anyone do it out of pleasure
or curiosity.
It's a full-on treatment when you do it, and it's not comfortable, but the benefits for me have been phenomenal. I mean, it's a very strong physical and spiritual cleansing, and it works on very many different levels. And people who do it often feel, I think initially you feel the physical impact, you feel much better, you feel much stronger, you feel much clearer, but it also is a very strong spiritual cleansing modality. So I think people are drawn to it for that reason as well.
Sure.
But for me, physically, it's been a game changer. I mean, to bring down what was a very high chronic Pseudomonas infection to where it's not detectable is phenomenal.
Oh, the Pseudomonas thing, that's kind of a lung bacteria?
It's actually a bacteria that you will find everywhere, all around.
Yeah, most people have a little bit of it, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. So most people have it on their skin. It's sort of all around. But when you have cystic fibrosis, you just don't have immunity against it. So it basically sets up home in your chest. It's the perfect environment for Pseudomonas to grow. So it just, it sits very well there. And so that's why it's a threat for someone with CF, but for normal people it's not. And it is a bacteria that's found all around.
Malcolm, before we go, what are some other things that Christina did detox-wise and that you do at these seminars that you do, like you're going to do in Thailand, some detox measures?
I think another great modality which goes hand in hand, my teaching and my learning has gravitated towards the importance of the lymphatic system. And I think by and large, we don't give the lymphatic system enough credit for being the ultimate cause of disease. And if you think about it, if we've got roughly, at a guess, 100 trillion cells within the body, each of these cells has to be fed, and each of these cells has to poop. So this waste coming off the cell has to go somewhere. Now, conventional medicine is suggesting that it's going back into the venous system and back into the blood circulation to be cleansed there. Now, this equates to pooping in your kitchen. You're not going to poop where you eat. So the waste from the cell is being drawn off, and it's being sent through the lymphatic system, processed there, and ultimately out through the kidneys, the skin, and possibly even the colon. Now, what we found really helps to move this lymphatic system is massage. And Thailand is famous for both Thai massage and also a really unique form of massage called CNT. And CNT stands for Chinit Sung. Now, Chinit Sung was developed by Mantak Chia, who is the author of scores and numerous, numerous books.
Sure.
And he's got his center in Chiang Mai, where he trains practitioners. So go to Chiang Mai and have a practitioner with 10 years worth of experience working with this Chinit Sung massage and focusing just on the tummy. So basically, ultimately, Chinit Sung or CNT massage is the massage version of what the intestinal bulldozer does. That's formula.
How are you saying that again? The CNT, what's the name of it?
It's called Chinit Sung.
Chinit Sung.
I'd have to type it for you.
But it's CNT is short, right? Yeah.
CNT is the abbreviation. Yeah, that's found at Tao Garden in Thailand, actually. Yeah. The retreat.
So is this the same Mantak Chia that's written the books on sexuality and stuff?
Yeah, he's written tons of books, and one of the really famous one that he wrote was The Multi-Orgasmic Man.
Yeah.
And then went on to write The Multi-Orgasmic Couple, and he's written scores of books.
Yeah, I've heard that Thai massage thing's pretty famous over there, isn't it? Really fun.
Thai massage is one of the gifts to humanity coming out of Thailand. Yeah, very, very beneficial.
Huh.
I ascribe the reason to the Thai massage being as beneficial to the human system as it is one, it cleans out the lymph and also balances the energy pathways within the body.
Yeah.
So when we use this in combination with 10 days of fasting, and we're doing one Thai massage or two Thai massages a day, we see some really incredible restorations within the body, and more so a connection to spirit.
I bet you do. You'll do a 10-day thing, and then people are really, are you water fasting, or what are you doing?
Over the years of experimenting, obviously wherever one is, one uses what one can get in that location. So in Thailand, we have coconut trees absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
And what I found is that when we use coconut water to fast on, we have a fabulous cleansing and restoration that goes on. So coconuts are literally falling out of the trees there. They go for pennies on the dollar, cents on the dollar. And it just makes sense to use what's on hand.
Wow, so you do 10 days of just coconut oil and nothing else?
Nothing else. We use herbs, we use the herbs to obviously keep the bowel moving.
Yeah.
Because one of the rules of fasting is each day we need to have the bowel move at least once. And so we use the coconut water during the day, and what I found is 4 to 5 coconuts per day with as much water, and perhaps even herbal tea if you like in between, and then the massages and the other treatments that we do.
And what's amazing, when you're not consuming any food and you're still having bowel movements every single day, you realize how much
junk
there is in your system and in the cells that are being released.
Yeah.
Quite phenomenal. Yeah.
It never fails to impress me how much waste comes out of the body each and every day. You know, when you're not even eating, you're just consuming water or juices or teas.
One can only imagine coconut water for 10 days and 2 Thai massages. Man, you'd be a linguine noodle after that, man. You just wouldn't.
You took the words out of my mouth.
I guess you get pretty relaxed, don't you?
Yeah, you come home in a very different place. Yeah, beautifully centered. What I find again and again is it just reconnects you to source and to spirit in a way that I find very little else can.
Sure, yeah. That sounds great. Well, as Groucho Marx used to say, you're a fun couple. Remember those old Groucho Marx? You're a fun couple. Now let's play You Bet Your Life. Well, thanks for being here. It was really, really a pleasure talking to you there. So, you know, it's probably 8 o'clock at night. You can probably go out now. It's probably only 105, right? Cooling off.
Yeah, we got to have a pizza.
Does it cool off at all in the middle of the night?
The evenings cool down. I know from a pilot's point of view, when I land back in Dubai at night, I know that summer's over when at midnight or 4 o'clock in the morning, the temperatures drop back below 30 degrees Celsius. Then I know, we're on our way back to the winter.
Which is like, what, 90 degrees or something like that, or 80 or something?
Yeah, it's very hot.
Is it like that all year round?
No, it's basically June, July, and August, and maybe September. It's horrible, but the rest of the year, it's beautiful. Gorgeous. It's just the most stunning warm weather.
Beautiful weather in the world. Yeah. Mm.
Really? Really? Do you get some rain there, too? Do you get some rain?
Once a year, not very often.
We get maybe 5 days worth of rain.
Oh, 5 days of rain.
We have sandstorms,
but we
don't really get much rain.
Sandstorms, that's great.
These epic dust storms that look like something out of one of these movies, these Indiana Jones movies.
Okay, Malcolm, I have to ask you, and maybe Christina too, if you like to play the game. So you all, I know Malcolm especially, has been traveling a lot, and I don't know how far-reaching your travels have been, Christina, but like, what's the coolest, most groovy places you've ever visited and you maybe would live there someday?
Oh, wow. Well, that's the million-dollar question for us, actually. Where do we go after Dubai?
Right, right.
What's the best place? We've had a lot of fun, actually, in the States, and this is not just because we're talking to you, but we've been to Texas and L.A., and we've had some really wonderful times there.
We've had some fun times.
Yeah.
Of all the places that I enjoy going back to again and again, is a little town in the high up in the Andes in Peru, and the town goes by the name of Pisac. And I'm just drawn to this little town. There's just so many good things that go on there. And that's where I found the frog medicine, actually, in Pisac. Yeah, so that's one of my favorites. Where else?
We got married in Cyprus, so that will
Cyprus is always special.
That's a nice spot. Well, you all could come to Texas, and then you could say you all.
Yeah.
We'll come and visit you there.
Come visit Texas, and then you could say y'all, just like we say. Like we say, y'all, y'all, all y'all. Oh, gosh. Well, you guys are fun. Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. It was really an honor to talk to you. Yeah, we'll put all your websites up on the show page, and if folks want to come, you're going to do a couple. One is full, but you're going to do another one in November in Thailand, cleansing?
Yeah, that's correct. From the 27th of November for 10 days.
No frog medicine there.
The frog medicine and fasting don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, probably.
We do the frog medicine 5 or 10 days before, and we just stick to fasting. Mm.
Well, in honor of both of you, I'm going to have a little organic brown rice pasta tonight, so I'll think of you.
Enjoy it, Patrick. It's been a pleasure talking to you and sharing information. Okay.
Yeah, I will keep in touch. Thanks a lot, brother. And bye, Christina.
Bye. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. We'll do a little pause. Well, that was fun, huh? Two great shows for you. Alvin Dannenberg and Malcolm and Christina Slepper, S-L-Y-P-E-R. We'll put all the websites up there. So we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. I love you guys very much. And I was having some great dream experiences last night. I did this kind of silly joke on Facebook around 4th of July. It was about, I talked about how the Dalai Lama and I were at this 4th of July thing and we were doing hot dogs and we had all the additives, all the accoutrements and, you know, on the hot dogs, and we were cooking hot dogs by a beautiful stream, and this was for 4th of July, and the Dalai Lama looked at me and I said, "Would you like, sir?" And he said, "Well, make me one with everything." And it was kind of a silly thing that I put on Facebook, and people liked it. And I actually had a soul travel experience last night about how we are, in fact, all one with everything, and everything is inside of us. And if you really contemplate on that for a while, it'll make your heart explode. I mean, it's really true. I just experienced like it was wild. So we'll talk about it tomorrow, a little soul travel experience, and that we are, in fact, one with everything, and everything's in part of us. It's pretty amazing when you think about that. That'll just float your boat for a while. Okay, kids, I love you. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Open Phone Friday.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.